Marvin Gaye with What's Going On. Good morning and welcome to the Ham Camp, the Unstoppable Wade Hampton Show. We're five cities strong all day long, and we're going around the globe at www.kaytfm.com. The big news today, the Food and Drug Administration authorizing Pfizer's COVID booster shots for people 65 and older and other vulnerable Americans. Now, there's something to be said about trying to mix the Pfizer COVID booster with other shots like the Moderna and the Johnson & Johnson. The data is not there to support that it will be effective if you mix the shots. So we'll keep an open ear for that and inform you as we get more information. Hey, listen, Bible Jeopardy. You know what it is. The category is
reasons.
And the clue today from Bible Jeopardy. Why did the Israelites want Samuel to appoint a king over them? Was it because they trusted his judgment? Was it because they wanted someone to worship? Was it because they were displeased with the priests and judges? Or so that they could be like all the other nations? 1 Samuel 8:19-20 has the correct response. Call me at 318-484-2500 or toll free 1-877-464-2500. We're going to take a break for the Pleasant Green Baptist Church. We'll do Facebook Live and all is well in this neighborhood. We'll continue with Crossover Thursday in just a moment. Stick and stay.
The Unstoppable Wade, Unstoppable Wade.
Greetings, and we welcome you in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You're tuned in to the Pleasant Green Baptist Church Media Outreach Ministry with our anointed pastor, Reverend Michael H. Grimes. Join in as he preach and teach the Word of God. This message is already in progress.
Well, and the all that I have just ain't gonna run. You got to have someone on this property and bring them forth. So God's anointing will fall on your home. Go grab the little boy. Don't look like much. And some folk, y'all, they don't look like much. They're full of power. Don't look like much, but they full of power. Don't look like much. Woo, when God gets in you. When God gets in the vessel, that don't look like much becomes very much. When God gets into the vessel, everything changes. David at this 61st number of Psalm, anointed at his daddy's house, produced a son by the name of Absalom. Who gets upset with his father because his father did not want to kill his brother for raping his sister. Sometimes you got to be careful how you get mad. Sometimes you got to be careful how you strike out. For in his travel, as his hair gets caught in the branches, he must didn't read this part of the text. Touch not my anointing. And do my prophet. He must didn't read that part of the text. Maybe he just omitted that part of the text. And now David runs for his life. Joab catches him, kills him. Now he's in a deep depression. So now, first of all, that first verse, he says, hear my cry. He simply was saying, hear me, Lord. In other words, that first verse, David wanted to get in the Lord's ear. That's what your prayer should be. When you go to pray, you are trying to get in the Lord's ear. No matter where you are, in your car, in your home, when you are praying, you are trying to get into the ear of God. Because you want him to hear your request. Out of all the requests that are going up to him, you want your request to be heard equally as well. And you want him to hear you. But the question comes back, do you ever hear him? Because there are times in your life and in my life, he has actually talked back to us. And there are times in our lives when he has talked back to us, we just ignored that voice. Oh my God, come go with me here. Don't act like you ain't never ignored the voice, boy. You hear it in the tenotone of your ear. It kept just ringing deep down in you. Don't go do that. But because of who you are, you do it anyway. Then you mess it up. And then you got to go back to him again and ask him to straighten out what you done missed. Anybody in the house have heard the voice? Done it your way? Messed it up your way? Had to go back to God and ask him to fix it his way? I don't play with me in here. Have anybody in here really hit rock bottom? I told you, hitting rock bottom ain't so bad, because when you hit rock bottom, you down in the bottom, but there's a rock of ages, and there's a rock in the weary land, and when you're down in the bottom of life, you can't do nothing but look up.
Can't do nothing but look up. That's the only way out.
That's the only way out is look.
You're on the bottom.
I don't know too many on the bottom look further down in the bottom. I know everyone who hits rock bottom, they look. And God is saying, can you not hear me now? Can you hear me now? You are at the bottom of your life. Friends have walked away. Family don't want to own you. Your money short. Health breaking down. Don't know how you going to make it through the week. You done hit rock. Anybody know what I'm talking about? And you're asking God, God, please hear my cry. But that third verse says, thou. He says, you know, God, you've been a shelter for me. Watch David says here. David says, when I check the record, and I look back over my life, and I get to thinking about all the things that you've done for me. Do I have someone here who can look back over the landscape of your life? And you look back and you're saying, God, you've been a shelter for me. When I look back over my life, you have covered me day in and day out. You have blessed me day in and day out. You blessed me going in the hospital. You blessed me coming out. You blessed me when I didn't need to be blessed. You've been a shelter for me. You covered me.
Press it.
When the days were hot, you air conditioned.
Yes, sir.
God, you have been. So David is saying, God, you've been a shelter for me.
Yes, yes, yes.
When I look at my life, how you blessed me, how you carried me, how you taking care of me in the middle of the night when I should have been dead and saw one in my life, you've been a shelter for me.
Yes, 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 yes.
You covered me.
Hallelujah. My God.
You've been a shelter for me. You've been a strong tower from the enemy. You protected me. Because when I came to you, you covered me and you became a strong tower.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
When I should have been caught and killed, you became a strong tower. When I was drinking and driving.
Yes, sir.
Hello.
Yes,
sir.
You became a strong.
Yes,
not just me and drinking drive.
Yes,
women drinking drive too.
Yes,
do I have some help in the house?
Yes,
women drinking drive too.
Yes,
might well wave your hand when you're drinking drive.
Yes,
and you should have been dead.
Yes,
God became a strong tower.
Yeah, come on, Red.
He protected you in the seen and unseen dangers. I want to thank the Lord for being a tower in my life. Because he lifted me over something that should have taken me out. And David is saying, God, thank you.
Thank you.
Says, I abide in thy tabernacle forever. I can hear him saying, I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Watch what they get out. Now the tabernacle don't look good from the outside. Oh, but if you ever get on the inside, you'll find that there's nothing but richness that's in the middle of the tabernacle. When Moses made the first tabernacle, he made it out of badger skin. It didn't look good on the outside, but it had millions and millions and millions of dollars of gold and silver on the inside. So what you're trying to say, Reverend, I'm trying to say, there are just some precious souls on the inside of the tabernacle. And David is saying, Father, I will stay in the tabernacle forever. Then he says, I will trust in the covert of thy wings. Just take me and just cover me like a mother hen.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Cover the baby chicks. And just cover me from all hurt, harm, and danger. You covered me, you protected me, you've been a shelter for me, you fed me, you've been a doctor for me in a sick room, you've been water and dry places, and I got to say thank you.
Thank you.
For covering me when I hit rock bottom.
Yeah.
Well, maybe you ain't got there yet before. Maybe you didn't hit rock bottom. Look what he says. He says, for thou, O God, thou hast heard my, watch closer. He's not only saying, thou have heard my cry. You not only have heard my call. He says, but you have heard my vow.
Yeah.
Now this becomes intimate to the believer. Because when two people take vows, they are joining themselves together and they are about to become one. And we call it husband and wife. Now, when David